Alright everyone, so today we're going to learn how to type and use the short vowels in Arabic. And before I start telling you which buttons you have to press to achieve a result like this, you need to make sure that you have the right keyboard installed in your computer. By default, you might have English as the main language, and if you have another language installed, you will be able to see this bar down there. You can, from there, you can choose the language preferences and you can add language from there. But if it is one language that you have, then you'll have to go to all settings in order to be able to install another language. So from all settings, you're going to go to time and language, then languages. Then you're going to have the choice to add a preferred language. Now you can add a preferred language from here, and there you're going to find Arabic. And there you're going to find Arabic on top of the list, and you will see many forms of Arabic. Arabic Algeria, Iraq, and there's so many versions of Arabic. But let me tell you, they are all the same. There is not one single difference. So choose whatever you want. It doesn't really make any difference. I chose Egypt, so that's the one I went with. And now, after you have installed the language pack or the keyboard, you can choose to have the keyboard in Word. We're going to open a new file in Word. Once you have a new file open, you're going to see that the cursor is flush to the left. And of course, when you're going to type in Arabic, you need to start from the right. In order to do that, you're going to hit right control, right shift together, and then you're going to see the cursor flushed to the right. I'm going to make the cursor a little bit bigger so that you can see what we're typing. Then we're going to change the language by hitting shift alt. And then you can start typing in Arabic. Now, as we've learned, we put short vowels after the letter, so not before. And before we do that, I'm going to tell you which buttons give you which result. So Shift Q gives you Fatha. Shift A gives you Kasra. Shift E gives you Dhamma. Shift X gives you Sukun or no vowel. Or you could just leave it empty, it's the same result. Further, you have Shift W gives you Tanween Fatha, Shift S gives you Tanween Kasra, and Shift R gives you Tanween Dhamma. The last one that is left is Shift Tilde that gives you the Shadda. Tilde is the key on the left side of number one. Now we've learned which buttons give us which. Now let's see how we can use that in a word. Now we're going to use the word kataba. So we're going to start with kaf. After the letter, you type shift Q. And then you type the next letter, and that is ta. Ka ta. So another fatha. And then the last letter will be ba. And that is with another fatha. If we want to change the word a little bit, we could use kutiba, so ku, ti, and then the ba with fatha on it. So kutiba, kataba. We can also use kitaban, ki-ta-ban, kitaban. One last example, we're going to type Ahmed. Ahmed contains the sukun, ah, and then the meme has fatha, Ahmed, and the dal has sukun as well, Ahmed. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the end of this lesson. I hope you've learned something new, and I want you to show me what you can type now in the comments section using the new tricks that you've learned today. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.